The pasuk says loy sechonim. It says lashon of loy sechonim. So we're going to darshan a few things from this pasuk. First, we say loy sechonim means loy titim lahem chaniya bekarka. You cannot give them any rest, any living quarters in the karka, which means any type of karka we cannot give them. That's one drasha. So Morris question: hi loy sechonim mi boyle. We need this pasuk for something else. This is what the Torah is teaching us. You're not going to give them any grace. You can't praise a guy. We'll soon see. That's the drasha. Loi sechonim means loi titein chayin. Don't give them any grace. And Candy Moore says, if so, if that was the only pshat in the pasuk, lei mekruah loi sechunim. Sechunim means lashon of chonim, to not give them any grace, to not praise them. My loy sechonim, without the vav, why is it choser? Loy sechonim, shmamin atarti. For two things, it also means loy titon lehem chaniya bekarka. Do not give them any type of life, rest on the ground, mean you cannot sell them ground of Eretz Yisrael. For the more still, the yakati mi boilei, we need it for another drosha. The yochi yom rachmono, loy titon lehem matonas shokinam. You cannot give them a free present. You can't give a guy a present. We darshan also, loy sechonim means loy titei matnas chinam, to not give him a free present. The Torah does not want us to be friendly with the goyim. To not give him a present. We'll soon see, if he works for you, or if you want to be chanefim, you give him a present in order that he'll do work good for you, that's okay. Like if you have a worker, have a mailman, or somebody you want to give him a present, that's okay. Because by you giving him a present, he'll only work better, do better for you. Here we're talking about a guy that you do not know from Adams. You do not know him at all. It's time to go give him a present. That's an issa. Samar says true, but in came if the only drosh was just this, lay mikro, the poster should have written loy sechinam, which has been a drosh of loititin loy matnas chinam. My again loy sechunam, that's choser shemamina kulo. From this one postig, we learn out all three halachas, that you're not allowed to give a guy chani of the karka, you can't praise him, and you can't give him a maton. So Tosis speaks out that even though this postig really loy sechonim, it's talking about the sheva amimim, from the seven nations. And sometimes we say it's only applies to the seven nations, that there's a law, loy sechaya kol neshama, you can't leave any of them alive, which only applies to the seven amimim, and not to the other nations, because we're allowed to have Avod M'Kananim. You could buy from the other nations. So why don't we say also Loi Sechonim means only the seven nations? How do you know it means any goy? I'll tell you the answer, that's a swear. Since this does not make a difference from those seven nations or any goy, it's a swear here, it applies to all goyim. When the Pasuk says Loi Sechonim, do not keep them alive, it's only those. But I'll tell you, so the Yishkoyim, the Vadai, the Cholana, Kroi, Ika, Taimer, Rabba, for the Joshua's, it's a Svarah. It only applies to the seven nations. For Loi Tzchayikon Neshamalek Lukma B'Shar Umis. The Nedik Sibu, Roi Lechol Amas, V'Avodcho. That they could work for us. So therefore, the same thing, Loi Tzchating, that we can't marry them. That's only by the seven nations. But the other Goyim, if they're a guy, they become a Jew, then we are allowed to marry with them. But here, Avo Matnas Chinam, Rakhtoy says, on the Sinas Chain, the Chaniyah, Ein Shum Tam Lechalek, Ben Sharavik Chovim, Lezayin Amimim. There's no svar to make a difference. Therefore, the law applies to any guy. Any guy in Eretz Yisrael, we'll soon see if it's only in Eretz Yisrael or not. These other things of the Chura, only Chaniyah Bekarka means Eretz Yisrael. But not to give him a free present, or not to give him a praise, applies any place. Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara says, you should know, the Gemara says, matnas chinam gufa tanoihi. If you really darshan, to say that it's also to give a guy a free present, it's a machlokes tanoim. It's not so simple. The Tanya will learn like this. What? Here's a machlokes. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, loy toichlu kol nevela, a nevela, an animal that dies without shchita, so it's a nevela. So it's also for a Jew to eat it. So the Pasuk says, La ger asher b'sherecha titneno. So you give it for a present to a ger. This ger, Rashi says, means a ger toshev, a goy that was makabel upon himself to keep the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noich. He's not a real Jew. He was not mizgayer. He only accepts upon himself to keep the sheva mitzvahs. Other place in Farshim said means mainly he was mekabel not to worship Avodah Zarah. That's all. He's still a guy, just he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah. So there's one difference to halacha, that there's a pasuk of v'chayimach applies by him. There's a mitzvah for a Jew to save his life. A regular guy, if they're dying, there's no mitzvah for us to save their life. But a ger teshev, we have a mitzvah to save his life. Meister, we do it as Eva. But Mika Radin, a regular guy, if he's not Mekayim, Sheva Mitzvah, Neinoyach, there's no mitzvah to save him. So, the pasuk says, you should give the nevela to this type of a ger. The ochla, let him eat it. Oi, or else, mochla nochri. The other answer is, sell it to a guy. So far, ainli elo, la ger benistino, ulodikachovim bemechira. So far, what the pasuk means is, if you want to give it for a present, only to a ger, he's a little bit better than a guy, he was makabel sheva mitzvahs. But to give it to a guy, it would be also, you can't give him a free present. Only selling him, you have to sell it, you can't give him a free present. Now, la ger b'mechira minayin, how do I know both ways? That if you want, you could even sell it to a ger. Talmud loyim, I can read the postik both ways. Titneno v'ochlo, oy mochor. I'll read both of them back to ger. The pasuk says, period. So Aymacher maybe goes back to Ger also. That's one Medasha. Now, so far, if you read it the right way, it means only to sell it to a guy. How do I know though? Right. Now, how do I know that even to a guy, it's allowed to give it to him for a present? Talmud Leimo, we kedarshin titnena v'ochlo oy mochel anochri. You can read it, both of them, on the last part, on the nochri, that either a present or a sale. If so, if it comes out this Russia, this is the way Rabbi Meir darshins, that nimtza time, it comes like telling me, echod ger v'yechod avikichovim, bein b'nesim and bein b'mechira, tiver Rabbi Meir. That really it's up to you, you have the choice. If you want, you can give it to a guy for a present. If you want, you can sell it to him. If you want to a gear for present, if you want to this gear toishav, you give it, you can sell it to him. Both ways. So we'll soon see why it says the word oy in between. Now, so according to this pshat, it'll be permissible to give a guy a free present. You'll have to give him a matnas chinam. The pasuk is saying, you'll have to give your nevela to a guy. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, devarim kichsavim. The pasuk means exactly the way it says it, and that's it. That means la ger benesina, to a ger, here we have a heta and you're supposed to give it to him for a present. If you want to give it to a guy, it's only through a sale. You are not allowed to give it to him for a present. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Rosha. So our Rosha before, that we dashen le sechonim, to not give him a matnas chinim, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara explains, the chura shap become Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, very good, that this pasuk, we could read it both ways. So both the Nesin and the Mechira should go both on a ger and on a guy. Rabbi Meir is right. So Mar says, no. Rabbi Yehuda, Amalok, Rabbi Yehuda can answer back and say like this. That he stop, because I you're going to think to say. Kidikom Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir says, that the pasuk means both ways. If so, Lichta Rachmona Titneno V'Ochlo Olmochor. Say either eat it, give it to him for present, or else sell it to him. Oi, why? What is the word oi doing in between? Oi lomeli. It says oi mochol anochri, which is mashma stop, or sell it to a guy. So shma mino ledvorm kichsavim hu diyosa. Now the pasuk means exactly the way it says it. That to a ger is titneno viachola, to him give it to eat, and then oi, or else if you want to, the other choice is mochol anochri. So you have to sell it to a guy and not a present. Here the pasuk is teaching us to not give a guy a present. So Moriah says, how's Rabbi Meir answer back? Rabbi Meir, hahu liyakadume nesina diger lemechira darbikachovim. The pasuk says, oh, you're just telling us the hakadama, what you do first, what the preference is. The preference is to give it to a present, to a ger, before you sell it to a guy. But that's only preference. But if you want to do either way, it's okay. Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda, Kivon de ger, ata mitzubalach yesoi. The Pasuk says, Rashi says, v'chayimoch. This applies even to a ger toshav. So the mitzvah, he's dying to save him. We have a tzivu to save a ger toshav. but a Kanani regular guy. He had to mitzvah lach yesim midi raisa. There's no mitzvah to save him. We'll see the Gemara later. That's called marid, ein maridim. That's called ein maridim. No. Lashon one maridim v'ein malim. Ein maridim, but v'ein malim. That you're not allowed to throw a guy down to kill him, but you don't have to take him up to save him. We all do not mechuy midiraisa to save a guy. It's only a question, Mishum Eva, if you don't get yourself into fights, we save them today. But midiraisa, there's no mitzvah to save the guy. But a ger toshev, there is a mitzvah to save. If so, lahaktim letzor kro, Reb Yudol, I do not need a posit to tell me that a ger comes first. Pshita, I give it to a ger first. So what does the pasuk I mean? It means lechalek that dvorim kichsavim, that bedavka present to a ger and bedavka mechira to an akum. So now there are a few questions. First, we'll tell you this question. Comes out that according to Reb Yudol, like what do we need this pasuk here for? What do we need the lechonim? We have this drush here. So Tzai says here, but lechonim is a lav. And over here it's only Nisar Asay. Here the Torah is only telling you what you do with the Nevela, sell it to a guy. That's only Nisar Asay. Therefore it says again, Leisachonim the Drosha teaches us even a lot. The Torah is asked a question here, next to the third left Tosis. Rabbi Meir, Hayitzchak Lagdume. May says, need a posse teach us what comes first. V'im Toim, the Torah is asked, V'chiyim Yesh Liyodom Chayfas Limchor. First, have something to sell. Like here, you have a Nevela, you want to sell it. So is it a svara yitnenu leger kodesh shemachrenu leavik chavim v'leafilu liyisroelein mitzuvah akach? What kind of svara is this? That it's a svara you should give it away for a present first to a ger rather than selling it to a guy. Why? I want to make money on the deal. Even for a Jew, there's no mitzvah to give something away for a present. There's a mitzvah stock, okay. But he gave already tzedakah. Now he has a car. There's no mitzvah to give it away for a present. If you have a car to sell, you're allowed to sell it to another Jew. So how come here the Torah is telling you a svara, or you just saying a svara, I know if you have a choice, this nevela, either to sell it to a guy, or else to give it for a present to a ger, I know in svara you're supposed to give it to the ger for a present. What kind of svara is that, to give it for a present? You have a right to sell it, why shouldn't you make money? So today's answer here is different. It's worth very small value, Liyisrael. Why? There weren't too many goyim. They couldn't get rid of it anyway. So most times they're using the nevela for dog food. They didn't sell it anyway. Now, with a ger, if you're going to give it to a ger, it'll be worth a lot of money. So therefore, there's a svara to say that you should give it to the ger. Because here there's such a difference. By selling it to the guy, you'll make a few dollars, that's all. By giving the present to a ger, he'll mamash come out so rich, he'll have a whole animal. So it's a svara, you should give it to the ger here. So that's why here it's different. By a regular Jew, if you have something that's valuable, you have a right to sell it, you're not mechuyav to give it for a present. Only over here that you could get the same thing. I mean, it's not the same thing. To the guy, you'd only get $10. By giving it to the ger, it's worth $100. Here it's a svara to give it to him. Right. So kids says the machlekes remain in Yehuda, but we lemaise hold that leitita in lehem matne shachinim. It's also to give a guy a present, but again, it's only a guy that you do not know. You never met him. But a guy that we know that works for us, so then most of the time when we give him a present, the pshat is we want favors back from him. Then it's muta. That's not called a matne shachinim. If you expect to get something back from him, then it's permissible. Right. Another pshat was saying, loisachonim means loititim lam chen. You're not allowed to give chen, you can't praise a guy. Zemora says, mesar le rav. There's a proof to rav. To yom rav, also li odom sheyoymar kama no avodas kechovim. How pretty, how nice this guy is. It's also to say it. That's called giving him a matnas chen, a chen. But my mesar, I have a question of this. Is this true? Mice was supposed to say, Mice of Hashimam Gamliel, Shoya Gabi Mala Barabais. He was once at the top of the Harabais, top of the by the base of Migdush. Vero Avoidus Kechov Machas. He saw one Goya, one lady there, Noi Biyasa, very beautiful. Omri said upon her, he said that Morabu Masechu Hashem, he praised Hashem, how great Hashem is for creating such a person. Another Maisa. We'll soon say. Viafra Bekiva Ruah Eshes to Nusfuras HaRosha. Rav Kiva also once saw the wife of this Rosha. What Rav Kiva did was like this. First rock he spat. Sachar, then he left. Obacha, then he cried. What's going on here? Rock wide he spit. Shoisa bo mitipas rucha. Like he knew where she came from Stam Zera. So for that he started to, he spit. As if there's nothing, no chashivas here. Sachar, then he started to live. And Rav Kiva always knew the future, what's going to happen. The Asida, the Megari, knew that she was going to become a Jew. She's going to become a Ger. And Vinosav Law, he's going to marry her. He knew, Rav Kiva knew he's going to marry her. But I call upon him right now, Bochi cried, why? Dai Shufra, by Lo Yafra. Like this beautiful lady here, eventually she's going to die and go to the ground. So he started to cry for this beauty. So the Chura is, he's praising the beauty. And the Chura right now, she was a guy, a Goya. So how is that a praiser? We say now, you can't praise a guy. So my answer is, for Rav, I do Yehudaka Maida. I say Rav, all he did was, he was Maida, he was praising Hashem. Where's the mice with Rav? No, less Murray answers. Rav also is admitting to this, that Rav himself answers, that I do Yehudaka Maida, that what they were praising, they were praising like this.
They were saying the truth.
They were praising Hashem. Well, soon say, like Mar says, the Yomah, like we just learned, the Yomah we just learned. Haroya Briyas Taibis, this is Gemara Brochus. If you see nice creations, nice Briyas, I may should say, Baruch Shekacha Bar B'Alamai. It's also with a Brocha, Baruch HaTashon Gan Mechon, Shekacha Bar B'Alamai. There's such a Brocha to praise Hashem for the creations that He made. The Baran Toista says, "Bishalmi yom afilu gomuno susno chamono." I'm a borsh kochel abyalomai. However, the Meister Mishbura brings down that we do not say this bracha today, at least not with a shem alachus. Well, that's a little bit different. They would say mishana bria sometimes, if you see. But here it's talking about a beauty one. There's two brachas. If you just see an abnormal, like an elephant, once in 30 days, you make a different bracha. Here it's talking about you saw camels, but now you see a beautiful one. As the beauty shaboy, you learn to make a bracha, shekachol abyalomai. The Meister, we don't make this bracha, at least not with a shem alachus. You could say, but without a shem alachus. But the answer is that means you can't praise them. And now let's say to them how beautiful they are. But to praise Hashem on this, that's permissible. Well, when Rabbi Meir say, "Do you have the Kavaita," he's praising Hashem.
That would be
alright. The question though. Now, Meir's the question now. Ulastakule Mishari. How is Rav Shimon Gamliel or Rav Kiva allowed to look at Mistakul? So I'm not sure what the question is. Lastakule means stare. There's one thing just looking, there's one thing staring. We hold staring is also. So if Rashi and our studious Mashma, even just looking is also. Now ask the question of Stakule, Kurmi staring, how could they stare? Maybe to realize the beauty, you have to really stare. You can't just glance at one time. So how was a mutta for them to stare at them? Yeah. Mesa have a question. Vidash Naposik Vinishmarta Mikol Dovara. Watch yourself from anything bad. So Vidashin, it means Shlo Yistakalod Vishano. A man is not going to look at a pretty lady. Fiafilu Pnuya, even a lady that's not married. And Beishishish, if she's married, Tafilu Mkhwaris, even if she's ugly, you can't look at her. If she's a Pnuya, only if she's beautiful, then you start to think about her. But if she's married, even an ugly one is also too. And also, Vulay the Big Day Tseva Shalisha, now look at her beautiful dress. Yeah, and Vulay B'Chamor,